brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozark Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity, also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Now, Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
It's a Friday night, and there's no place to be on a Friday night than in a high school gym somewhere, and that somewhere tonight is Bolivar. It's the 89th annual Bolivar Liberator Invitational Tournament. It's the consolation side of the bracket here in this game, coming up next between the West Plains Zizzers and the Bolivar Liberators. Nate Hudson's in the studio engineering. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Last night, West Plains took on a really good Jeff City Helias team and lost 74-53. Tonight, this game is going to be, it was bigger statistically and every other metric, this would figure to be a really good, really close game. Bolivar does play better at home, but they have had a struggle of it this season at 4-10. Now, West Plains has had the same sort of issues record-wise, but they're trending in a much better direction. Anyway, we've got the starters and the tip-off for this game for the right to play Branson for the consolation trophy tomorrow. We'll take a break and come back in 3 minutes on KDY.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Game just concluded. The Branson Pirates have advanced now to the consolation game, and that'll be taking place here at the Bolivar Tournament tomorrow. It was Branson defeating Camdenton, two teams that the West Plains has both played recently, and a five-point win for the Branson Pirates. So they will now move forward, and they'll be playing tomorrow morning. Now, the question here, of course, is at what time will West Plains play? Well, if we can win this one, then the Zizzers would play at 11:30 tomorrow morning. A loss would mean a 10 a.m. game. So we're certainly pulling for 11:30 tomorrow for the consolation. It'll be either West Plains or Bolivar. And if it is West Plains, either way, West Plains will play tomorrow morning, either at 10 or 11:30, and we'll have that game here on KDY. All right, we've got the starters for the two ball clubs, and that's coming up after this break. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
West Plains will try to rebound from that loss to Helias last night. Meanwhile, Bolivar had the misfortune of playing Thayer. That didn't go very well at all. So both these teams trying to get a better result tonight. Starting five for West Plains will be Ethan Tuma at guard, along with Jared Kraft, Josiah Long in the starting lineup. Up front, Briggs Houston, senior, and Clayton Robbins. And West Plains with a mark of 4-10. Mason Miller is their head coach. Bolivar Liberators, they're starting five. Bobby Huff will be the head coach on their sideline for this starting lineup. Ethan Graves will play at a guard spot. Trenton Patsy, along with Damian Young, Gardner Casey, and Drake Durham. It's a prevailing trend on programs to not include height this season, which I don't understand, but that's just the way it is. West Plains will be a little bit bigger up front than Bolivar. Bolivar in the white, they're on their home floor with the blue and gold trim, and West Plains wins the tip. They're in the red with the white, and white numerals. This game underway. High post, Briggs Houston, backdoor cut. Jared Kraft drives and scores from the right baseline. Good set play to start the game. Jared Kraft cut and got a perfect pass from Briggs Houston, 2-0. Bomber on offense for the first time today. West Plains matches up at the left elbow, stepping through, driving left-hand layup, no good. Rebounded by Jared Kraft. In the front court, Tuma has it. In the right corner, Robbins out to Kraft. Now Briggs Houston, top of the circle, left side, lob to the low block. Fumbled away, picked up, though, by Clayton Robbins. Back outside to Briggs. We've played 1 minute of the first quarter, 2-0. West Plains. Robbins with a three in the left corner. That's off the mark. Goes far to the right corner. Picked up by Gardner Casey. And Bolivar comes back with it. Trenton Patke at the right point. Over on the left side, they'll move it there with Damian Young. It's a much different Bolivar team than the last couple of years. Pass to the high post. Here's a pull-up shot way too hard and off the mark by Drake Durham. Durham's probably their tallest guy inside, probably 6'2", maybe. Jared Kraft with it for West Plains. In the middle, now in the front court, right corner. Three ball in the air by Tuma is good. Ethan Tuma makes it 5-0. West Plains is going to have to make Bolivar prove that they can make an outside shot against this zone. In years past, you wouldn't really think about doing that, especially in the game here. It's a different year, though. In the right corner, Durham to the point, down the key, in the middle, kick it back out to the corner. Another shot for a three is going to be no good. Rebounded by Clayton Robbins. West Plains out to a 5-0 lead with a chance to add on to it here. 5:40 to play. In the first quarter, in the consolation bracket of the 89th Bolivar Liberator Invitational. On the baseline, Josiah Long. Back out to the corner, Tuma. Inside, Paul tipped away, picked back up, gets it to Briggs Houston. Dishes inside, pass over, and a right-hand lay-in is good by Clayton Robbins. Excellent interior passing again by Briggs Houston. He's got a couple of assists here in the first quarter. 7-0, West Plains. Over on the right sideline now, back over on the left. They'll take it to the left baseline, up and in. Layup is no good. As Gardner Casey was moving too quick, West Plains will push it up the floor. In the left corner, ball faked by Briggs Houston. Cuts across the lane. Right-hand runner spins off the rim. Rebounded by the Liberators, Trenton Patke. Patke tipped. So up the right side, Durham cut off, back to the corner. They'll lob it to the left wing and take the three from there, and it's good. Trenton Patke, I guarantee you, they'll at least try some threes on this court. It's a 7-3 ball game. West Plains back on offense. West Plains game with Helias was close last night, but the game changed starting the second half when Helias started pressuring out of their zone. Right now, Bolivar has gone back to a man-to-man. Right corner, three ball by Tuma, no good. Comes off, picked up by Briggs Houston, puts it up, and a whistle and an offensive foul. Another one of those delayed whistles. And Briggs Houston called for the push-off and the offensive foul after getting the rebound. So we get a stoppage here. Jared Kraft, I think, has come out, and he has. Jacob Moore will come in for him and play on the back of the 2-3 zone. Here we go again. Out front, Durham over on the left wing to Damian Young. Into the left corner. Back around it goes. On the right baseline, they'll double-team the ball and kick it around the horn, driving the key, dishing inside. Left-hand layup is up and good by Ethan Gray. That was a good offensive set that time by Bolivar, and they were patient and eventually got a really good shot. Josiah Long down the lane, takes it all the way in. Can't get the shot to fall on the left-hand lay-in. And the rebound to Bolivar. Lob up the floor on the baseline. Taking it all the way, that's got to be a charge. And it is a charge on the drive by Gardner Casey. And Briggs Houston took the charge and gets the ball back for West Plains, leading 7-5. So Josiah Long will go out, and immediately Jared Kraft will come back in. Both teams, one team foul here in the first quarter, 3:15 to play. Jared Kraft over on the right side. Ethan Tuma dribbles to the corner. Gets it there. Now back out. Clayton Robbins pass picked off on the sideline. Left-hand layup blocked out of bounds by Jared Kraft, and a foul is going to be called on the shot after the turnover. And that'll put Bolivar on the line. They got a chance here to tie the game. Is the score. Damian Young, little guard, will be at the free throw line. Jared Kraft leaves the floor. He may have some blood on his hand from the way he's carrying it. That is the case. Got some blood on the floor, so we'll have to get that cleaned up with some disinfectant and all that before we can get started again. West Plains jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Now 3 minutes to go, 2:56 to go in the first quarter. That lead cut down to 7-5. And this game tightened up when, like Elias, Bolivar decided to put a little more pressure on the ball by going to their man-to-man. First free throw is good. And speaking of pressure, last night West Plains, and the next one is good. West Plains turned the ball over 19 times. 7-7 now. We're tied up. West Plains scored the first 7. Bolivar scored the next 7. At the left point, here's Briggs. Wide open with a 3, and it's good as he drains it from the left point. Briggs Houston. It didn't come out on him, so he fired it. 10-7. Durham out high to the right corner. Back out to Durham on the wing to the left corner. A drive on the baseline. Left-hand layup is good. Nice, tough shot that time by Damian Young, who fended off the defense with his right arm and flipped it up into the hoop with his left hand. Josiah Long out front gets the ball to Jacob Moore. Picks up the dribble, gets it over to Ethan Tuma. Beats his guy on the drive. Now in the far corner, Josiah's got a 3 look. No good. Ball comes off. And the rebound, Trenton Patke has it up the left sideline. Down the left side, it's Durham. Back out it goes to Young. Around the horn to the corner. Open shot for a 3 is good. Gardner Casey with his first basket. Now it's a 12-10 game. Bolivar has the lead. And we'll get a timeout call by West Plains. 1:39 to go, first quarter. Bolivar 12, West Plains 10. And back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
1:39 left in the first quarter from the Bolivar Tournament consolation bracket. West Plains trailing the Liberators by 2, 12-10. West Plains ball at midcourt. Josiah Long has it stolen away on a return pass from Ethan Tuma on the inbound. Now a foul will be called after the turnover. Looks like Josiah Long more than likely. And that's the first on Josiah. Team foul 3 on West Plains. Grant Mahan, who played pretty well last night, is in the ball game for the Scissors. Liberators on offense. On the right sideline to Trenton Patke. Down the key, goes up for the shot and just lost it, but it's picked up by Bolivar. Patke will dribble to the right elbow. Pull up 15-foot shot way off. Ball is going to be tipped high in the air and picked up by Briggs Houston. Jared Kraft has it out front on the right side. Curling over the top on the left wing. Bounce pass on the low block. Briggs Houston gets open, turns and scores. They overplayed and went for the steal, and Briggs just slid by, and now he has 5 points. We're tied at 12. Ballver on possession now as the clock winds down. 44 seconds left in the opening quarter. On the wing, now on left base, all the way in, beating on the dribble that time, the lay-in by Trenton Patke, who just took it straight in on the baseline. 30 seconds left in the quarter, 14-12. Josiah Long up ahead to Jared Kraft. Kraft out front, dribbles over, hands it off. And now it looks like Bolivar's back in the zone again. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Ethan Tuma will dribble to the left baseline, pull up 15-foot jumper is good. Ethan Tuma's got 5, 7 seconds to go. Tied at 14. Up the floor, Young has it. Dribbles in, backs in, got away with a walk. Left-hand shot, no good. That's the end of the first quarter. Dead even after the first 8 minutes. West Plains 14, Bolivar 14. Back in 90 seconds on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
The second quarter is underway. Bolivar has the basketball. This game is tied at 14 apiece. In the right corner, a quick pop for a three is going to be no good. The rebound is tipped long but picked up by Bolivar. Papke had it, threw it away, picked up by Briggs Houston. First turnover of the ball game right there for the Bolivar Liberators. West Plains only with 8 players on the bench. This is a JV varsity tournament, so we can only go 8 deep in this game. Here's a pass inside to Clayton Robbins. He got fouled. Gardner Casey picks up his second foul. So he has to come out, and they will sub in for him. Here's the inbound play. Free throw line, pull-up jump shot by Kraft. No good. Rebound, Josiah Long. Outside to Ethan Tuma. Here's the ball up, no, out of bounds, fight for it. Here we go, 7:05 to play, first half. Tie game at 14 at the right elbow. Back out on the wing. Open shot with the left hand for three is good by Damian Young. They'll always be a pretty decent shooting team in this facility for sure. Josiah Long dribbles around, trapped underneath, goes up, scores! Foul on the play. Attaboy, Josiah. Good aggressive move on the left baseline. Went all the way under, squared up, waited, went up, made the basket. And he'll get a free throw to go with that. 17-16 for a chance to tie. Josiah, free throw is good. Tie game at 17, 6:39 to go in the first half. Liberator basketball now. Top of the circle. They'll move it on the left side to Young. Now ball out of bounds, tipped out by West Plains. He'll stay with Bolivar. They'll throw the ball in on the side. They have in the ball game now Matthew Giglio. He's playing the left wing and has the ball. And now the ball stolen away. Ethan Tuma comes away with it. Briggs Houston on the left wing, lobs it back out to the point. Across the lane. Here's a drive by the 6'6" Briggs Houston, and he swoops in and scores from the left wing across the paint off the right side of the glass. Briggs has 7, 19-17. Left side, left wing. Now Young has it. West Plains stays back in the zone. Bolivar's made a few threes, so you got to honor that. At the point, Giglio has the basketball. Back over to Young, left corner. Patke with it. Trenton Patke over the top to the right baseline. They'll dish inside on a cut. Layup is up and good. Ward with the bucket. Oh, at the other end, West Plains beats him down the floor, and Ethan Tuma gets a lay-in. So that evens things up. Well, actually, it gives us a two-point lead now, 21-19. And now a drive, but a foul will be called against the Scissors. Connor Neal in the lineup right now. For Bolivar. Meanwhile, Clayton Robbins for West Plains picks up his first foul. Here's the inbound play. Bolivar down low. Ball swiped away. Thrown back in. And now a pull-up shot is up and off the lip of the rim and good. Good bounce for Trenton Patsy there. He now has seven. Tie game at 21. Kraft across the lane to the far right corner. Josiah Long with a three, no good. Rebound, put back, no good. Now the follow is good by Jacob Moore. Jacob Moore, one thing about it, you won't outwork him. 23-21, West Plains by two. Now for the lead in the left corner. No good on the three. Rebounded by Durham for Bolivar. Back out the right point. Wide open. Giglio for three. Won't go. Rebound is knocked away. Picked back up and laid up and in by Trenton Patsy. West Plains had the rebound for a split second, but over the back call didn't come like it probably was expected. West Plains on offense with Jacob Moore. And a reach-in foul will be called against Trenton Patsy. And that'll be team foul three here in the second. We've played halfway. We played up to the halfway point of quarter two. Tie game at 23. My buddy Chuck Blair does radio for the Bolivar games, and he said, "What do you predict?" I said, "It's going to probably be double overtime and win by a point." I mean, these teams are really, really close. Jared Kraft down the lane, steps through, puts up a floater from 10 feet. Good. He can be a really dynamic offensive player. He is really good off the dribble. And Jared gives West Plains a 2-point lead. Jared Kraft has four. Bolivar ball, front court. Near the timeline. Lob alley-oop, and it's going to be broken up by Bricks Houston. West Plains comes away with it. Great block. Now at the other end, here's the three. No good, but the weak side rebound. Jacob Moore feeds in. Josiah Long puts it up. No good, but he got fouled on the play. Jacob Moore again on the weak side kept that play alive and really gave Josiah a good feed to the middle. He got fouled. He'll shoot two. First free throw. Good. So he's two out of two from the line. That foul on Drake Durham for Bolivar. Next free throw try is around and spins out. So a three-point game, 26-23. Luke Von Allman will check in a moment for West Plains. 3 minutes to go in the first half. West Plains by three, 26-23. Left wing for the tie, no good. Rebound, though, up inside, up and good. And that was really hard work on the glass that time. I believe Clay got credit for that bucket. Actually, Seth Martin, and now here's the drive, and a blocking foul will be called inside. And that will be the 15th foul on Bolivar, so West Plains should be shooting a couple of free throws here. Seth Martin with the foul. And Briggs Houston to the line for West Plains. Up by three. First try, good. Luke Von Allman checks in for West Plains as Josiah Long will go to the bench. 27-25. I gave you an incorrect score. 27-25. Next free throw won't go. And the board is pulled down by Durham for Bolivar. 27-25. West Plains by two. 2:28 and counting in the first half. Martin over the top on the left side. Patke has it. Now to the point. Young back over. Patke to the high post. Durham back to the wing. Threw it out of bounds. Turnover on Bolivar. And that's their fourth. We got West Plains with just a pair of turnovers so far. West Plains on offense with Jacob Moore, 2:05 to go in the half. Jacob Moore drives in, stops, hooks pass across. Luke Von Allman. Out on the wing, bad pass, tipped away, picked up by Luke. To the point, Clayton Robbins. Briggs Houston. Jared Kraft. 1:50 to play in the first half. West Plains by two. Von Allman to the corner, out to Clayton Robbins, high post. There's Briggs Houston. Ball tipped away from him, picked up by Luke. Out front, Jacob Moore. Back out to Jared Kraft. 1:30 to play in the half. On the wing, baseline, pull up, 10-foot jump shot, no good, too hard. Put back is up and good by Jacob Moore. Jacob Moore now has 4 points. He's kind of like Kalk. He just kind of fills the gaps where you need him, and he does that pretty handily. Timeout called by Bolivar. 1:20 to play first half. 29-25. West Plains leads back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
We're down to 1:20 to go in the first half. This has been pretty much tight. West Plains scored the first 7 points of the game, but then Bolivar came right back, scored 7, tied it up at 7. It was tied at 14 after 1. Now 4-point game. With 1:15 to play in the first half. Bolivar basketball, 29-25 Scissors. Lob over the top, good pass underneath. Pump fake by Durham, goes up, missed the shot. He knew that Briggs Houston was right behind him, so he put it a little higher off the board and missed it. West Plains with it now with a minute to go in the half. Ethan Tuma goes to the right corner, invites a trap, but gets rid of it. Jared Kraft out on the right wing. Curls over the top, down the middle. A little floater from 7 feet. No good. That'll be a block. No. Oh, wow. That's going to be a charge on Jared Kraft. We'll have many calls in this basketball game. I anticipate most of them will be better than that one. 29-25. Out front with it, Casey, left corner, Durham. Now they'll move it to the right side to Damian Young. Young lobs to the left corner on the wing. Here's an open shot for a three, and it's good. Well, this Casey kid, that's his second three. He looks pretty comfortable shooting that shot. Now West Plains by one. Front court against the press. They'll break it to the right corner. Briggs Houston, 15 seconds to go in the half. Briggs dribbles across on the wing to the corner. Josiah's got a three look, and it won't fall. Rebounded by Durham. 5 seconds to go in the half. He goes behind the back at midcourt, lost the ball, picks it up, kicks it on the left wing. The shot is in the air and in and out. That's the end of the first half. Tight game, 29-28. West Plains by one. And we're back in 3 minutes on KDY.